Blog Talk Radio.
You know, the danger of mental illness, regardless of where you come from, is that some people with mental illness can cause crime, as I mentioned before. The laws must address that. It must. I experienced the most severity of it from other people. You know, I, right now, even from a while ago, I experienced people who are whatever. They were still talking about what happened 20 years ago. And they should not be talking about that because that's irrelevant. They should not be talking about something. They should have moved on. And they keep talking about it. They were talking about a rock band that never was. It never was a rock group, you know, and that it was a jamming group. And it was, you know, back in 2002, and they're still talking about it. They're still talking about my condo 2002. They're still angry at me for something that didn't happen or talking about what happened in the 90s. So I consider these people have severe mental problems. They were following me around, and I don't know why the government, the police, the mental health community have not put these people on medication or in an hospital. I don't like dealing with people like that on a daily basis. I don't. I'm very well. I'm an artist. I'm an intellectual. I'm actually trying to do a lot of things. You know, I write books, but I'm an artist. I like to sing, write, play. I'm going for my dream. I came to L.A., really, my initial dream to be an artist. And dreams developed over time from that perspective when I was young and I wanted to come to L.A. And then I had to have a plan B because I didn't get discovered. But while that's my initial goal and always have been, and I am intellectual, I went to college and so on, I don't like somebody who coming over to my home, coming from the past where I worked. I worked at that San Fernando Center a long time ago. It was over. I'm not going back over there in any way. Keep mentioning that I'm going to be a manager. I'm going to be a director. I'm going to be a caseworker. They're angry because I won't be a caseworker. They mentioned somebody named Roberta, and this Roberta person has been dead for several years. And they don't hang out over there. I don't know why they got mental health problems, but the important point is I hope they need tougher laws with people with severe mental illness because these individuals that I dealt with are not only mentally ill, but they're dangerous. They keep harassing me for no reason. No reason. And they admitted that they were jealous of me. And that is not fair. I consider that person dangerous. So when I did not do nothing to another person and they get angry at me because I own a home or I'm ambitious or I'm talented or I want to go to school, something is wrong with them in the system. They should not be on the street targeting an innocent person like me because they have a severe mental illness. You know, antisocial or bipolar or schizophrenia, they not getting treated for their illness. They keep mentioning something that happened 20 years ago. Something is seriously wrong with them and in the system. I know that Governor Newsom had signed laws to overhaul the mental health system to put homeless people with severe problems who commit crimes into a mental health court or to a locked facility so they can get on medication. These individuals live on the street, and some of these individuals live in my neighborhood in apartment buildings or other, you know, maybe they live in a house. I don't know because I don't know these people. They follow me around. Now, when I say I don't know these people, it means I don't socialize with them. I never was their friend. Now, the other people that I referred to earlier, the San Fernando Center, they may not hang out over there. They keep coming around. I have not talked to them or socialized them in 20 years, so I'm a different group. I still think of them as strangers because I don't socialize with them. I'm not talking with them, and they keep saying the same thing over. They were coming over here for several years saying the same thing over about some rock band that never was, and talking about I lived, you know, they can't tell what year I live. They're angry that I don't want to be a manager, and they put me on a pedestal. All that is not fair, and they harass me for it. Why they say I ain't going to make it as a songwriter, singer. I ain't going to make it as a go to academia, lawyer, doctor. I ain't going to. And that's not fair for me to see them follow me around every day in the car. You know, it's really not fair. Or most days, you know, sometimes they don't. Sometimes they don't. They didn't come around. It really is sad for them to keep with their illness and they can't move on. And I really hope that the mental health community get involved, because these individuals, I project, will have trouble with the law sooner or later. And at the same time, I'm trying to protect myself, because I don't want to become a victim of some kind of scheme, or they do something to me physically, or like try to hurt me physically simply because they're jealous of me, or because I don't do what they say. That's not fair. I know that Newsom had passed this law. It was supposed to, it started, in fact, October 2nd, they put severe mentally ill people who live on the street in a hospital who commit crimes. And these individuals are just that. But they're not just living in homes. They're living in, they're not just, you know, they're living on the street, and et cetera. And I hope they can do something about this. I'm not supposed to be subjected to any ill targeting or someone trying to harass me because of their mental illness. That's not fair to me or anybody else. If they're jealous of me, that's not fair, because they have lots of options to do something with their life, but I don't think they're capable because of their illness. They should get treated. The society out where I'm living, the community must treat these people. They must put these people in hospitals, get them on medication, and help and tell them to move on. Because something could seriously happen if these people are out and about and not getting treated for their illness. Good day. Good night from Dove Night.